Today is Saturday, January 3rd, 2015, and this...
Today, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. As far as I'm concerned, it's the hotel capital of the world. 17 out of the 20 largest hotels in the country are here in Vegas. They have over 150,000 rooms.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 485.
Las Vegas, Nevada!
I'm just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas!
You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you this evening?
I am well. How are you?
Fantastic. Welcome to 2015.
Mm-hmm.
It's our first show of the new year.
Yes, it is.
Does it feel like we're starting anew?
Not really.
No, not really at all. Well, next week is going to be our big, huge, mega 10th anniversary spectacular, exclamation point, all in caps, trademark, copyright, registered.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about it.
Hey.
Yay. I'm excited for everybody to hear it. We recorded it a few days ago, so it's in the can. It's done. It's ready to go, and I think you'll enjoy it. Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Good. I spent a lot of time working on it. I'm glad that you enjoyed it. It's all, made it all worthwhile. It's a bit of a long show.
Yes.
I thought I should warn everybody so you can prepare appropriately. You can put it on your calendar and schedule it in, and block off time in Outlook. It's going to be about 2.5 hours of pure, unadulterated 500 history, fun and joy and laughs and good times and memories. There will be laughs and there will be tears and there will be...
Rage. Will there be rage?
There'll be rage. There will be rage. 10 years of rage. So I would recommend, and you do what you will, listen to it anytime that you see fit. However, I would recommend, you might want to have a cocktail or two. I think it would enhance your listening enjoyment.
What about people who are commuting?
That's why I'm saying you have to plan accordingly. You don't want to necessarily mix those two.
No.
I wouldn't necessarily encourage that. If somebody were to do that, that's their own business. I'm not encouraging it. I don't endorse it. I don't support it.
Nope.
However, if you wanted to listen to it without beverage in hand during your commute... I'm not sure what time I'm going to put it up. It's going to go, the show is going to go online. We're going to post it on Friday, a couple days early, because Friday
is technically the 10th anniversary.
Yes, January 9th, 2005 was the first show ever. So I wanted to be very, I don't know what I wanted to be, but I thought that would be a good thing to have it be on the 10th anniversary. So I'll probably, it'll go up early in the morning. So if you want to listen to it on the way to work, you may be able to. So there you go. You have that to look forward to in just a few days. That'll be next weekend's show, and I think you'll find it entertaining. Okay. So
all right.
We have a little bit of news. We're going to do our annual wishes, our Vegas wishes for 2015. That'll be fun. And we've got a few phone calls, so let's get to it.
All right.
All right. First news item this week is a report from our friends at Vegas Tripping about a possible, and I would say likely name, for the resort development planned for the new frontier land located across from Wynn Las Vegas. And that is Elan.
There's an accent over the E.
Yes, E-L-A-N, accent over the E. I believe it's pronounced Elan. I'm going to go with that, and let's hope I'm right. So Elan Resort and Casino, if that is indeed the name. No idea when the project will actually begin, but there were some trademark filings and website... domain registrations from Andrew Pascal's company, and he's involved in that project, leading Vegas Tripping to believe that is the name. And I would be inclined to agree. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what, we'll see if that, when that actually gets announced.
So was this in the posting or from one of the commenters who said that name looks a lot, an awful lot like Elaine?
Yeah, Chuck at Vegas Tripping suggested that it would be entertaining for Steve Wynn to look out every day upon
His ex-wife's name.
Essentially his ex-wife's name. I don't know. I'm still curious whether there's any chance that Elaine Wynne will become involved in that project, given that it's her nephew who's leading the charge on it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I love a little Las Vegas drama. That's right. I like my drama reserved for television and the Las Vegas Strip.
Yes. And
I don't like it in my own life.
No.
But I like
don't care for that at all.
Observing it from afar. So
yes.
Could be entertaining for sure. We have a couple show changes, news items to report. There's a new show at Westgate, formerly LVH, formerly Las Vegas Hilton. What the hell? Formerly International. Might as well go all the way back. Why not?
Right.
This one comes from Jennifer Romas, and she is the dancer in the Purple Rain Prince tribute show. And she was a fine dancer, I would say.
Yeah, she's quite good.
She did a very good job in that show when we saw it a few months back.
Yep.
She has her own show that she's producing. It's at the Shimmer Cabaret at Westgate. It begins this week, Wednesday through Sunday. It's a topless review. So if you like seeing ladies shake their tatas, this is one of those shows. Do you like that explanation of a topless review?
Very nice, yes.
Is there another way you would like to?
Nope.
There will be music and women dancing, and they will be showing their breastages. So tickets are $30. The show is called Sexy with an extra X.
Sexy?
Mm-hmm. There's not three X's, because triple X would be a little bit too risque. Two X's apparently is okay, though.
All right.
Would you like to hear the description of the show?
Other than the one we already provided?
Sure. Yes, the official description from Sexy. Sexy brings you through a journey of sensual, sexual, fun, and enticing vignettes that will arouse a standing ovation in one way or another.
Nice.
Boners. That's journey. What they're saying.
How do you feel about going on a boner journey?
Oh, that's what this sounds like, doesn't it? They should have been a little more succinct, and it just said, Sexy, Sexy brings you a boner journey, a 90-minute boner journey. Tickets are $30 for that boner journey. I want to say boner jersey. That would be weird. Yeah. I don't know that I need a boner journey of this nature.
Which is also a cover band. They play Don't Stop, Believe in a Star Encore.
Without pants?
Without pants.
Yeah. This is one of several changes at Westgate as the new owners are leaving their imprint throughout the property. They recently closed Vince Neil's restaurant, Tatuado, that is gone with little fanfare. There's a new 24-hour cafe that just opened called Sid's Cafe. It opened, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago. It's a typical diner, 24-hour restaurant that you find in most hotels, sandwiches, salads, burgers, chicken, pasta, that kind of thing. And I would imagine there will be many other changes over the next year or so as they make it all Westgate, not as much LVH. So, actually, I think I might have something in my Las Vegas wishes, one of the honorable mentions related to this property.
Okay.
So, we'll talk about that a little bit more later. Another show note to mention, Recycled Percussion, which has been at the Imperial Quad Link for the past 2 years, is moving. According to Vegas Chatter, it is going to the Saks Theater, which is one of the theaters in the Miracle Mile Shops.
Yep.
David Sachs is actually the producer of that show, so I guess that would make some sense. I haven't really heard much about Recycled Percussion from our listeners in the time that it's been running.
Nope.
I believe it's like a stomp, kind of stomp light kind of show, so people banging on shit.
They stomp lightly.
Yes.
They don't stomp as hard.
I think maybe they use different types of buckets than the stomp crew
that
they pound on. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I don't know. It's been around for 2 years, so I guess it must be selling some tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'll be selling them in a different venue. And that is, I believe, effective immediately. I think the show closed last week. So have at it if you're interested in seeing that at the Saks Theater. Because it's at the Saks Theater, that means it'll be very, very easy to find discount tickets.
Yes.
Although it probably was at Quad Link as well. I think Tix for Tonight probably had discount tickets for that one. All right. Yet another kind of show slash bar venue related news item worth mentioning. We haven't talked about Holly Madison in quite a while.
No, which is strange because for a while she was everywhere.
She was everywhere. She was kind of the Las Vegas darling at every show opening and pretty much any time there was any sort of news. It seemed like Holly Madison was there. Of course, she starred in Peep Show for a couple years. That's kind of how she got associated with Las Vegas.
They had boobs in that, too.
There were boobs in that. It's correct. And we saw that one. We saw the boobs, oh, Holly.
There were a lot of boobs in that.
Yep. It was an entertaining show. Well, you may recall that last year, a new venue opened in Mandalay Bay called 1923 Bourbon and Burlesque. That may have actually been, it was probably early 2014. It was 1923 Bourbon and Burlesque by Holly Madison. Well, according to Johnny Katz at The Sun, the by Holly Madison part is no more. She has apparently extricated herself from that venue. Not sure why, not sure what the reason is. She was supposed to have a show there, like a regular burlesque appearance, and that has not happened since last spring. So don't know what's going on with Holly, but the venue is staying open. She's just not part of it. I would imagine that she will be showing up somewhere else. She seems, in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. With a different project.
Yeah. She's doesn't seem to be one to sit around without doing something for very long. So I don't know what that will be, but I wouldn't be surprised if she ends up in another show of some sort at some point. So there you have it. You like Holly, correct?
Yeah.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
All right, then. How do you feel about camping?
No.
How do you feel about urban camping?
What the fuck is urban camping?
From the downtown.
Is that
project.
What we do when we go to Vegas? It's camping in a hotel room?
No, it's not quite that.
You pitch
urban.
A tent occasionally.
Oh, we've already covered the boner journey. Downtown Project. They own everything downtown and more. They are considering something that would be along the lines of urban camping, according to, I don't remember where the hell I read this. Oh, the Review Journal reported on this. Tony Shea, who is the head of Zappos and who funded Downtown Project, but who remains committed to saying he's not in charge of it, even though he's the one who provided all this information to the Review Journal.
Okay.
He apparently is living right now in an Airstream trailer on Fremont Street. There's a parking lot between 9th and 10th on Fremont where there are about two dozen Airstreams, and Downtown Project owns these, and they've used them for special events. They use them as green rooms and dressing rooms for Life is Beautiful and for some other things. Apparently, they're toying with the idea of turning that area into an Airstream hotel or urban campground.
Question.
Yeah.
Bathroom situation, what is that?
I am not familiar with the Airstream thing. I don't know if they have them in Airstreams or if there would have to be a separate structure with the bathrooms. That was not specified in this article. It only mentioned some sort of community kitchen and campfires.
Hmm.
This is not for me. Not even necessarily the camping part. The community anything. Like, I like staying in a hotel, but I don't have to associate with the other guests. This is one step up from a bed and breakfast.
I was just going
to
say.
Which is timely because our friend Dave Lifton posted an article, or he sent me an article about bed and breakfast. That was an article that sounded like I might have written it because it was pretty much just bitching about how stupid bed and breakfasts are, which I fully agree with. And that's what this sounds like. I don't want to commune with the other people that I don't know that are in the same facility I'm in. That doesn't sound like fun to me.
I don't want
to
gather for breakfast, especially if it's at an early hour.
Yeah.
I for sure as hell do not want to share a bathroom with people.
For socialization.
I like having my own bathroom.
Absolutely.
There are just too many things that can go wrong when you're sharing bathroom with other people. That's all I'm going to say.
I agree. Especially when it's in somebody's house, which is, the bed and breakfast thing. You're essentially in somebody's house.
Yeah.
Oh, not good.
But that article mentioned the antiquated plumbing issues. I'd rather go to a hotel and make sure that they've got...
Well, that's no guarantee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, this Airstream hotel concept, like I said, Tony Shea and some of his buddies are living there now, and they're trying to figure out how to make this thing work, or if they want to, what would be appealing about it. And for me, nothing, but... I'm not necessarily the Downtown Project Zappos target demographic, I suppose.
Nope.
Interesting concept if it works out. Maybe it'd be a way to get a reasonably priced room. Although, based on the rates for like the Cracker Boxes at Gold Spike, which Downtown Project owns, I don't know that they're necessarily looking at discounted accommodations. So
we're going to charge you more because it's novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look for that.
This is for some people. I am not one of those people.
Yeah, I don't think so. It'll be interesting to see if they can make this happy and what happen and what they do.
And indeed, happy.
What they do indeed charge.
It's interesting. It's different.
Yeah, it's something different. It's, you know, why not? It's Vegas. You might as well try it.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Restaurant note, since we're talking about downtown, you may recall, I enjoy kind of seeing what's happening on Fremont East because there's a decreasing number of possibilities as far as spaces in the existing structures that could be developed, at least on that main stretch of East Fremont.
Yeah. Dollar Store, you're next.
And that's already, they're working on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's gone. That finally went away. That's supposedly, it hasn't been officially announced, but I think there was somebody covered it. It might have been Eater. That it's going to be another bar, of course. It's going to be called something like Fremont Social Tavern, but it's rumored that it's going to be a private club.
Oh, is that a bullshit membership thing?
Yeah. And once I'm holding off until that one becomes official before I start bitching about that.
Can I comment?
Why not?
Fuck that with an artisanal, locally sourced, gluten-free dildo.
I agree. Yeah, I'm not down with that idea either. We already have one of those on. Okay, I'm just going to save it. I'll save it till it's official. I don't want to lash out until this is a sure thing. But I'm against the member-only bars in that area of Vegas. Anyway, the other space that I wanted to talk about that we do have information on is the former Uncle Joe's Pizza space, which is currently under construction. Now, I don't know if they're also using the kebab corner space, because I believe that is open and that's right next door. And they're both relatively small. But anyway, the Uncle Joe's Pizza space is going to reopen as a burger joint because there aren't enough of those in Vegas. Although there aren't necessarily a lot of burger places downtown. So maybe it fills a niche. This one's going to be called Flippin' Good Burgers and Shakes, according to DTLV.com. There is not yet an opening date. I'll probably give it a shot.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling like having a burger downtown.
Yep.
I don't know.
How will this compete with the Binion's Burger, which I hear is good?
The Binion's Burger isn't just a burger place, though. They serve a lot of stuff, so I don't think it's going to have any effect on that whatsoever. The coffee shops will continue to offer burgers, but this is a more traditional burger, shake, fry kind of place. Whatever, it'll probably work since there's not anything like that around down there.
Unless you count McDonald's, which not really.
No, probably different.
This will be fresh.
This will be more of a gourmet thing, I'm sure. They'll charge more.
Will there be eggs on said burgers?
Probably. There probably will. Can't wait. All right, one final item before we move along. Some unfortunate news for Happy Hour fans. We received news this week on our Facebook group from our friends Glenn and Kelly that the Happy Hour at Hit Bar at Monte Carlo is no more.
And we are sad.
I know. I should play taps. That was a great, great Happy Hour. Classic cocktails with top shelf liquor, half price, a couple hours a night. In the high limit room at Monte Carlo. We enjoyed that a great deal, but apparently it's been gone for a couple months. And the reason that we didn't know about this is, well, first of all, nobody has reported it until now. And also, it's still listed on the Monte Carlo website. They do have a happy hour specific webpage for all of their bar happy hour listings, which is nice and convenient. And I wish more hotel casino resorts would do that.
Yes, and keep them updated.
That's the important part. Let's keep them updated. I reached out to Monte Carlo on Twitter and asked if others had been axed as well, and they have not yet returned my tweet.
Shame on them.
Which is fairly typical of the Las Vegas social media. Most of them are extremely shitty and don't respond to their customers.
You should have posted a picture of yourself doing something wacky in one of their properties, and then they would have retweeted it responded to your question.
Yeah, if you kiss their ass, great. But if you actually have a legitimate question, good luck getting a response. So, although it is a holiday weekend, so I suppose.
So maybe their person is off.
Whoever the intern is.
Maybe their person, when did you ask the question? Was it
a couple days ago.
Maybe they're hungover.
Could be. Not from the happy hour at Hit Bar, though.
No.
Yeah, hopefully that's it. Hopefully they didn't get rid of like the pub happy hour, which has some good food specials as far as we know. And they have some other decent ones at Monte Carlo too.
Doesn't Andre's have a happy hour?
I think most of their bars do.
Curious about that one.
They have some decent options. So I'm very disappointed to see this one go, and hopefully maybe they will bring it back. I don't know. Sad, sad news. If we do learn more, it'll be posted on the Facebook group under that discussion. So there you have it. That is our first batch of news for 2015. Hooray. All right, let's talk about our friends at Viator, shall we?
Viator, Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. So many things to talk about when it comes to our friends at Viator, because they offer all kinds of cool tours, attractions, experiences, shows, and whatnot in Vegas and elsewhere. One thing you may or may not be aware of is that Ferris wheels aren't just for Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
It's true. There are Ferris wheels in other cities. They're a very popular attraction around the world.
They were not the first to have an observation wheel.
Oh, no. But they are among the latest. Viator, however, offers passes to observation wheels, as their operators like to call them, although I still refer to them as Ferris wheels because I like to thumb my nose at the man. Several cities have such Ferris wheels that you can experience and see, and our friends at Viator bring them to you. Cities such as Melbourne, that's actually a relatively new offering on Viator. Hmm. London, the London Eye, which that was a lovely observation wheel. We had a great time on it. Singapore has one, and of course, the High Roller in Vegas. There may be others as well. In addition to that, there are tons and tons of cities that have observation decks of one sort or another, high atop buildings or other structures, and you can get admission to those through Viator as well, including Sydney Tower, the Sky 100 in Hong Kong. They have the... Why do I even include things that I can't pronounce?
Because it's fun for all of us.
Montparnasse Tower in Paris.
Probably Montparnasse.
Montparnasse Tower in Paris.
Yeah.
Why am I offending our French listeners?
I don't know, but you just did.
Top of the Rock in New York, Seattle Space Needle, Sky Point in Australia, Calgary Tower, so many more.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're on vacation, that's one of the things that you kind of do a lot of times when you go to a city.
Yep.
You check out the... You've been to Top of the Rock, haven't you?
I have.
Yep.
Indeed.
Was it good. A lovely view?
Yes, it was. The thing that they like to sell you on with Top of the Rock is that you can see the Empire State Building and take pictures of it, because if you do the Empire State Building observation deck, you can't do that as well.
It's hard to take a picture of the exterior of something when you're inside of it.
Mm-hmm. Or on top of it.
Or on top of it.
Yeah.
There you have it. So all kinds of really cool options. Check it out at Viator.com. You can do a search for observation and you'll find all of these options and many, many more. So many cool things through Viator. We appreciate their support and we appreciate you guys for supporting them. Check it out at Viator.com, or if you love us a lot and you're going to book through Viator, click through our banner on our website at 500bymidnight.com and we get bonus points. All right.
Yay.
Should we talk about 2015? Well, first we're going to talk about 2014.
Okay.
We're going to do a recap of our 2014 wishes and see how we did.
All right.
And then we'll move on to 2015. So do you want to go first for 2014? Should I go first? How do you want to do
this?
You
go first.
Okay. So my three wishes for 2014 were... Number one, I wanted the Cromwell and SLS to be surprisingly great. I wanted to be bowled over by them. I wanted to be blown away and love them. I'll give myself partial points on this one. I do thoroughly like them both. I don't know that I'm like...
They're not a must-do on every trip, though.
I have not yet fallen in love with either of them, nor do I necessarily think I will, but I like what they've done. So... Thumbs up, but not...
Thumb halfway?
Thumb halfway up?
Yeah.
I don't like the sounds of that at all.
No, it's not thumbs down. It's thumbs up. It's like a thumb in the middle.
I don't want a thumb in the middle.
I don't like
either.
That either.
Yeah. So anyway, that one, they've done a good job.
Okay.
Do you want to go one of yours, or should I go through all three of mine?
Well, I'll do one of mine, because one of mine kind of relates. I had a whole North Strip improvements one.
Yes, you had.
One of which was...
Sub points on that one.
Mm-hmm. And one of those was the SLS opening to happen and for the property to be whelming.
Yes.
I wasn't even looking to be bowled away or overwhelmed. Right. I just wanted it to... And I would say it was more than that. I really enjoyed my time there.
Yes, we thoroughly enjoyed it. So yeah. I think that passes.
Again, didn't fall in love with the property, but had a really good time there and have fond memories of being there.
Yes. Now, the other two parts of your North Strip improvements... wishes haven't really come true.
No. I wanted to see visible progress on Resorts World.
Which I thought was a shoo-in because they were supposed to start, they were supposed to break ground a while ago.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they're still doing things behind the scenes, but I think we're, I think many of us who watch such things are becoming slightly less comfortable
we as the see days visuals. Go by.
I want to see fucking cranes.
Yeah. So. Not fucking cranes, just cranes.
Whatever.
Is it possible? Never mind.
Well, they, it, like cranes, like the birds, cranes.
They can do that.
I don't want to see those.
No.
No. That might happen after they open because they're going to have animals and stuff.
Okay.
So, and then the other one, the other part of this one for you.
I wanted to see something happening with Fontainebleau.
And that has not happened.
No.
Nor will it for...
Ever.
Until Carl Icahn can get a nice paycheck for his land.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to sit there for a while, most likely. But, yeah, at least you got part of it.
Maybe somebody can put a giant banner on it.
Oh, yeah, that's what we need is more wraps.
At least it won't be obstructing anybody's room view.
God, I'm surprised that that hasn't happened, actually.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe for a Rock in Rio, they'll do Who something knows? With that.
Let's hope not.
Yeah.
All
Sorry
right.
for throwing that idea out into the universe.
My second wish for 2014 was a Tropicana-style facelift and renovation for Flamingo. That has not happened. Flamingo continues to be tired and need a little sprucing up. I was hoping they would do at least, you know... Put a little bit of money into it and do some renovations, but so far nothing on that.
No, nope.
I have hopes for Flamingo someday coming back to its classic style, and it's just it's got potential. It's just old and run down right now.
Yeah, when they first did the go rooms, we stayed there quite a bit.
Yeah, and then they didn't
maintain it because
clean,
you know what?
Clean the hallway carpeting. Yeah, so. Anyway, no, that one did not happen, unfortunately. Number two for you?
I wanted the strip properties to be more distinctive. Too many of them are doing the same thing. They've got the same retailers, the same amenities, same types of restaurants.
Yeah. You seeing much change there?
Not really. I mean, SLS was doing something different, although all their restaurants are similar, or they have outposts in LA.
Well, it's not even that. It's the... Burger joint, steakhouse, coffee shop.
Buffet, which is no longer there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's hard as far as restaurants, I suppose, to be too crazy different, but...
Well, I think they were trying something with Bizarre Meat and with Cleo. I think those are things you can't really find, but those... I don't know how much they've taken off either.
I don't know, Bizarre Meat's a steakhouse.
But can you get cotton candy foie gras?
I don't know. So, yeah, that hasn't really happened so much. And then my third one was a decluttering of Fremont Street, specifically the kiosks, decorative trees and plants and whatnot that just block the flow of traffic. That has not happened. Nor did I really think it would. It was just wishful thinking, which is what this is all about.
Yep. And mine was a different decluttering of Fremont and also downtown by... Yep. Getting rid of the costume characters.
There's no way to really do that. That's
no,
the thing.
No. Although they did bust a bunch of them who had outstanding
warrants and stuff.
And things.
But until they find a way to do some sort of a licensing situation on them, I don't think we're going to see any change there. So that brings us, well, first of all, before we move on to 2015, any other general thoughts on 2014? Maybe not even related to our wishes, but just general. Trends, things that are going on, things that like seem like they're going in a good direction or a bad direction, or you know, we saw the opening of Link, and we've seen some development, although it's not fully open, with some of the new restaurants and things around New York and Monte Carlo, and more of those are opening every day. I don't know. What do you think? Do you like what you see for the Strip?
I enjoyed Link, the Boulevard part of it, more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
And I have not been down to Monte Carlo in New York after they've developed
They were still working on New York. They had opened some of it at New York, but we didn't really spend much time there.
We just walked by.
Yeah.
So I can't really say. I think it's good, but I don't really have...
No strong opinions on it?
A strong opinion, yeah.
All right. I like that we're finally seeing... at least announcements for new projects, even if they haven't necessarily started to take shape yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good sign for the next few years and things that we'll have to keep an eye on. So that's good. And it generally means that there are good things happening as far as tourism in Las Vegas. And that's good all around too, especially when you look at like Atlantic City and some other gambling destinations that aren't necessarily doing as well.
Can I lead into one of my wishes?
Why not? Let's start with our wishes. Go ahead. What's your first wish for 2015?
So, Revel, what happened in Atlantic City is a very scary reminder that things can open and not stay open. Just because you open something doesn't guarantee it's going to be successful and around for a long time.
So for anybody who isn't familiar with that, Revel was the newest property, the only property that's open in Atlantic City in a long time. It was under construction for fucking ever. Mm-hmm. Finally opened, shiny, new, kind of a cosmopolitan of the East Coast in a sense, in terms of the feel
of the design,
from what we've heard. Yeah. But it's closed already. Didn't make it.
Did it even make it a year?
I don't know exactly how long, but it wasn't much more than a year if it made it a year.
Yeah.
Bad situation. So yes. Anyway, for if you're not familiar, that's the deal with that.
So my first wish is for SLS and Downtown Grand to remain open and improve. I do not want to see them close.
No, we don't.
And I have sub-bullets. This first one's kind of a long one.
Okay, go ahead. We got time.
So for SLS, I'm hoping that Rock and Rio provides some hope until the North Strip development starts to happen and people discover the property and keep it going, because somebody posted pictures of it on New Year's Eve and it did not look good.
No, that was the afternoon of New Year's Eve and there was nobody in there. No,
I'm sure Vegas.
I'm sure at night it picked up, but when every other hotel is bustling,
yeah,
and the casino is bustling and yours is empty,
that's
the afternoon
not a
of New Year's
good
Eve.
Sign.
No.
No. And I'd like to see them do more with food and drink specials to attract locals and budget-minded travelers, to draw them in a little more and make it economically worthwhile. Hey, if I'm going to spend the money to take a cab here, I want to get a little something back for my effort.
Yeah, I think that's one of the areas where they really flubbed it.
Mm-hmm.
That they've, it's hard for a casino with the problems that they can't overcome, such as, well, specifically the location, for them to try to match cosmopolitan in terms of
price point
on restaurants and bars. It doesn't really work.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see if they can overcome that. It might, maybe it does work when they have the nightclubs open and bustling on weekends at night, but for the other days of the week and afternoons and mornings, no, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
But hopefully they'll figure it out and they'll be able to maybe come up with some way where they can, almost like Palms when it first opened.
Yeah.
Remember how they did such a good job of attracting the nightclub crowd at night and on weekends?
And the locals during the day.
And and budget-conscious gamblers during the day by offering cheaper food and good specials and great gambling
good
and all that.
Play tables and odds and things.
So it can be done, but they have not yet figured out how to do it at SLS. So that's a good wish. I like that.
Yeah. And then the second part of that with Downtown Grand is, I'd like to see some development along 3rd Street to draw traffic and not just the wheel of sadness that they sometimes have.
Supposedly that's going to happen, but we'll see.
Yeah. And taking what they have and making it good. If they still have the art bar happy hour, more stuff like that.
Uh-huh. It's another good example of a place where a lot of people, a lot of our listeners have said, hey, when I was there, I had a really good time.
Yeah.
But
they have really nice rooms, I think.
Yeah, I like what I saw as far as when we stayed there. I had a good time the couple times we've been in there gambling, too.
They have stuff to offer. I think they just need to focus on what's working and make that really good.
Yeah.
And I also think, keep the good video poker.
Or bring in more.
Yeah,
that would be nice. And just general, not even just that. That's easy for us because that's what we play mostly. But I would say,
keep the good blackjack.
Good gambling. Odds in general. At least give people a fair game.
Yes.
Which Downtown in general is better about doing. They didn't start out that way, but they've come around a little bit. So
Yeah,
I have high hopes for both of those properties too, and I hope they can figure it out. It's just been the rough first year for Downtown Grand and a rough first few months for SLS.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
It's not good when a lot of components of your properties close.
Right.
But if they can take what's working and make that better, then
that's
maybe
the other
they've
thing
got a shot.
With Downtown Grand, are we going to see those restaurant spaces sit empty for an extended amount of time? That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
I can't believe Mob Bar is still open, even though it's like two nights a week.
I know.
That's gonna be next.
If they close that, it won't be as visible because, one, nobody ever goes in there.
Yeah.
But two, it's in such a remote area that
it's
not going to be as visible.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was such a flub.
God.
All right. Well, that's a good first one. I like that. Right. I think I'm on board
with
that.
Even though it was a little long-winded, but...
Nah, why not? Who cares? Okay, my first 2015... And we have not compared notes on these before the show.
We have not.
My first 2015... I'll do a downtown one, too, since yours partially dealt with downtown. This one might come as a surprise to some people. In some way. I want Fremont Street development to continue. I want to see new things springing up downtown. However, I want to see less focus on new bars on Fremont Street.
You were discussing this earlier
I think that they're definitely, at least to me, reaching a saturation point if they haven't already. They need to, and maybe later on there'll be reason to open more bars, but for now it seems like there's just a ton of them, and perhaps they would be better off focusing on additional interesting restaurants. They've started. There are more food options than ever before downtown, and there's some good places. There's some new things happening. Even the fact there's a new burger joint, and that there really isn't a fully fledged burger joint downtown. Nacho Daddy, Pizza Rock, Eat. There's some great things happening as far as food. Carson Kitchen,
Triple George.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, that's been around for a while, but just in the last couple of years, there's been a bunch of new ones that are opening, and they're different. And I'd like to see more of that. And some sort of other attractions in the downtown area. I don't know what that would be.
Urban camping?
Not urban camping. No, something. It's Neonopolis has a lot of space, and I'm not going to even pretend like they're going to do anything interesting there, because every time they try, it fails. But it seems like there's got to be some sort of use for that space that could be a really cool draw that makes that area of downtown a destination, Neonopolis itself, or people who maybe aren't inclined to come downtown now, even though I think a lot of people are giving it a second shot that may not have considered previously. Seems like there are some things that they could do, some sort of unique attractions that would be such a big deal that people would almost feel like they had to go see it. I don't know what that would be, but
like a Fountains of Bellagio type thing.
I think that not necessarily that sort of spectacle. But like, well, here's an example.
Not on that scale, but maybe something unique.
Here's the perfect example, because this was actually announced for Neonopolis at one point after it closed at Las Vegas Hilton. The Star Trek Experience.
Right.
That would bring a shitload of people in.
It would.
That's never going to come back. So no. I know people would love it too. It's never going to come back. But the fact that it had been announced for Neonopolis, I think if that had happened, it would have probably been pretty successful, because people loved that.
Yes.
And Star Trek has such a huge number of fans.
Die hard following.
That would have done quite well there, I believe, if they had done it right.
So they have some sort of long-term specialized exhibit, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know what that is. It would have to be something that would...
It'd have to have wide appeal, but a dedicated audience at the same time.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'd like to see something like that, that people are like really charged up about.
Yeah.
So those are my desires for Fremont Street this year.
Yay.
We'll see where we go. I think the restaurant part's easy. I think there'll be a lot more new and cool restaurants opening up. It seems to be happening.
So to summarize,
let's lay off the bars a little bit.
Yep.
More restaurants.
Keep developing restaurants, lay off the bars, bring in something unique.
Even a little bit more retail, which for me to say, but I know that there's going to be a record store going in.
Cool.
I think there's an independent bookstore down there now. Some of that kind of stuff.
That was one of my honorable mentions, actually.
Okay.
If they bring in retail, I want it to be modeled after the stuff that's on Main Street. I want it to be unique and interesting.
I'm kind of surprised there aren't any like thrift shop kind of places.
Yeah. There are, but they're like a mile away.
No, I'm talking about on Fremont.
On Fremont, yeah. I would be up in that.
Yeah. Seems like there would be a market for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that market is me.
I think that'd be a big market.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have for your second official 2015 wish?
Staying on Fremont Street.
Okay.
You know how they have the concert series every year?
Yes, I do. I look
them
forward to
a really good concert that I want to travel for. Kind of like, you know how they had the Eve 6 Everclear Soul Asylum thing last year?
Some sort of a package with multiple good bands?
Yes. I want that.
That would be nice. I don't...
Because of the bands that they tend to attract, because they're paying for them, but people see them for free.
Yeah.
That limits what you're going to get.
Yeah, I don't see Fremont Street bringing in current acts as much as, I mean, they may be very good, but they're obviously past their hit-making prime.
Mm-hmm. But there are still good times to be had that.
Yeah, we always have had a good time. Well, except for that one, except for the Fuel Lit show that you wouldn't stick around for. But otherwise, we've typically had a good time at those freebie shows.
It was fine. It was just one of those things where I thought, you know, I could be drinking somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. So, okay, that's interesting. I know what you're going for. I just hang on to that wish.
All right.
We'll see what happens. I'm curious. I think they've kind of gotten away from the themes of those things. They're just now, the last couple years at least, just Rock of Vegas and it spans eras. I suspect they'll be doing that again, and we'll see what kind of things they bring in. But I'd be surprised if it's a compelling enough freebie show to get us to travel for it. But
I expand that to just say I want there to be some entertainment in general that I want to travel for?
That's fair enough.
I know I've said that in the past.
One of my honorable mentions is related to that. So I'll share one of my honorable mention wishes. It's not a downtown thing, but as far as a performer who I would make it a point to go see.
Yep.
And I've mentioned it before, but I would like to see it happen this year, even though I think it's probably farther off. A Pink residency.
Mm-hmm.
I think she would be fantastic on the Las Vegas Strip. So that is my honorable mention wish.
Yeah.
And I would travel for that because she puts on a spectacular show.
Yep.
Okay, my...
Yeah, can I amend it? Just say
sure, why not?
A show that I would travel for?
Sure.
But I'd really love it if it were just, I don't know.
I hear you.
Yeah.
All right. My second 2015 wish is for MGM Resorts to announce and begin work on something interesting and unexpected in the Harmon space.
Ooh.
I don't want to see them just put in retail, specifically Walgreens or CVS.
Oh, Christ.
But just retail in general on the Strip. You know, they've done a nice job with the things that have been added. We mentioned Link and the park and all that, blah, blah, blah. But let's do something that's not retail there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a standalone casino. It's weird that City Center doesn't have a casino. I mean, they've got Aria, but it's back.
Far back,
Given how Cosmopolitan's is right on the street, which I really like, it would be kind of cool to see right next door to have another one like that. I don't know that they would necessarily do a freestanding casino, but I'd kind of like to see that and maybe something unique about it. I'm not sure what. I don't necessarily see them putting another tower up there, but maybe something that's just a few stories high that has a couple restaurants with... They could do really a couple restaurants that have really cool views of the Strip since it's right there, Strip side.
Yeah, they could.
And then maybe on the ground floor, a small casino. I don't know.
What did they call the one at Imperial Palace, the Satellite Casino?
I don't know that it had an official name, but that's what it was known as. But that place was soup. That had, a bar and, 20 machines?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It would have to be a little bigger than that.
But. Yeah. And cleaner.
Yeah. But even if it wasn't a casino, I would like to see something that's holy shit, I didn't expect them to do that with that space. I think everybody's assuming, it's going to be fucking retail.
Monkey Poker Dome?
One can only dream.
You've been dreaming about that for a long time.
Yeah. So that's my second.
And for those of you who don't know what that is,
you'll hear more about it next week.
Yes.
What is your third and final wish before we get into honorable mentions?
My third and final wish.
So it's not really final since we have honorable mentions.
Well, true. My third and final main wish.
Yes.
I'll wait until you're done drinking.
Wow, is it going to get a spit take if I'm drinking?
No. It's for your book to come out and have a positive reception.
Oh, that's so nice. I hope that it doesn't...
I just want good things to surround that.
I hope that we don't need to wish for that. I mean, I think it's kind of a sure thing that it's going to be released.
Yes.
The good reception part, I make no promises. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
I want people to like it.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I want people to like it, too.
And I'm not saying that because I'm worried that people won't. I know.
No, that's lovely.
I'm sending good vibes.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
My third 2015 wish is for Caesars to sell off multiple properties.
Yes.
Or for them to somehow get separated through this bankruptcy stuff they're going to be going through. I would like to see Caesars somehow divested of multiple properties. Specifically, what I could see, there's been rumors that come up every 2 months pretty much that Rio is being sold.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be hilarious when it finally happens. And at some point it will. But because it's come up every 2 to 3 months for the last 4 years... Everybody's going to say that they predicted it. It's like everybody fucking predicted it. We've been waiting for it for 8 years.
Yep. It's one of those things where the rumor's gone on for so long, it's eventually going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't know when, but it will.
Right. But what I would like to see when eventually, and if it happens this year, great, when Rio gets sold is for a new owner to make it a destination again.
Yeah.
Rio used to be a place that everybody who stayed on the Strip went.
Yeah.
They went. They had to check it out because there was something cool happening there. They had the show in the sky, which was kind of an attraction. Mm-hmm. It was known as a really fun place. When it first opened, they had really great gambling odds. It was a really nice place to stay. And
that's
of course,
I hit my first Royal Flush.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
There's nothing really that special about it anymore. And as a result, it's not really a destination. If you go there, you know, you might go there.
Zip line, no thanks.
Yeah. But I don't think it's a must visit by any means, even if it's your first time in Vegas.
Their zip line scares me.
Yes.
Scares the pants off me.
I would also like to see somehow. I would like to see Palms follow suit and be a destination again. Because that used to be another place. Like, oh, Palms has a lot going on. Let's go over and check it out.
We would always spend half a day checking out Rio and Palms.
Rio, Palms, and Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Just because they're all close together.
Gold Coast would be a walkthrough.
Well, that was a nice thing, though. You've got those three close together. So you can take a very, very easy, quick
shuttle
off strip trip without really spending any extra time getting there because it's a quick free shuttle ride away. And it was a little something different, and there were things to go to that were worth checking out. Mm-hmm. And now they're just kind of, well, there's nothing really that unique to go to over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them find a way to make that a nice, cool little visit again.
Yep.
So now as far as whether or not I think that Caesars, I don't know what's going to happen with Caesars financial issues, but if they obviously, Rio is the most logical sell-off because of location in Vegas. They have casinos all over the country. But
they worked very hard to line up their Monopoly board so all those properties are together.
So that's what I was thinking about. What would be the logical sell-offs? And it's got to be either Harrah's, which they could sell off Harrah's, and as part of the sell-off, the new owner has to change the name because they own Harrah's all over the country.
Or Planet Hollywood.
Or the Planet Hollywood Paris Bally's block. They're not going to sell off where they have Link and that whole chunk.
No.
Everything from, I suppose Harrah's could be considered, but I would say everything from the Link to Cromwell, I don't see them selling off that chunk. I don't know.
And
I don't know that any of this.
Properties, there's
I don't
no
know
way.
I don't know if there's a likelihood of any of this other than Rio, but I'm a big fan of more competition, and I would like to see a chunk of Caesars get split off.
Yeah. I just feel like they have so much stuff, they have a really hard time keeping track of it and maintaining it. And there's just been so much shenanigans with the whole bankruptcy, let's shuffle a bunch of stuff around.
Oh, that company's a fucking mess.
Ugh.
Yep. So that is my third.
When you need charts to explain your company's structure just to the average person.
Hey, I work for a company like that. Yeah. That should tell you something. All right. Honorable mentions. What else do you got? These are kind of just some additional things that we put together just because we were thinking, there's some other things that aren't necessarily as big, but that we'd kind of like to see.
Well, we were talking about retail before, and this is just a random thing, and I don't even know if this is feasible, but I thought I would mention it. Something that connects Main Street and Fremont Street, because there's a lot of really cool stuff going on at Main Street.
Is it that arts district?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm too lazy to rent a car, and walking there is not going to happen. So I don't know. I don't know if it would benefit anyone to do that, but
interesting.
I would like to make it more convenient for me. That's all I'm saying.
Nice. That's what these are all about, really. All right. Why don't you go through all your honorable mentions?
Okay. I would like to see another spa downtown, either standalone or in one of the existing hotels. Hmm. I like the Golden Nugget Spa.
Yeah.
Had great experiences at the Golden Nugget Spa.
Yeah.
Again, competition.
Choices.
Choices.
Yep. That's one of the great things about Vegas is choices. And when it comes to downtown, that's one thing. Golden Nugget has kind of the monopoly on a few different features, and the spa is one of them. Yeah, I don't care about the spa necessarily, but one of my hopes for Downtown Grand is that it would be closer to a full-fledged strip quality resort, and it's not. It's not Golden Nugget number 2.
No.
All right, what else you got? Anything?
Improving the taxi experience.
I'm just so tired of transportation issues.
Yeah.
But yes, I understand.
I would just like to see more accountability and more competition.
Agree.
In a nutshell.
Yep.
What are your honorable mentions?
As I mentioned, one of them, I'd like to see Westgate with its current renovations. I want to see it maintain its cool design aspects while giving it a more modern facelift.
Yes.
So keep kind of those cool aspects, but make it feel more new and shiny and fun.
Keep the old stuff that makes it look cool, but polish that stuff and replace your carpet and make things look and smell nice.
Yeah, maybe some new restaurants and things like that, but still keep some of the cool chandeliers and the Superbook, which the Superbook, I think that's not going to go anywhere. I think they'll just upgrade it. And that's what they should do. Bring in newer equipment, but keep the spirit of the place.
Yep.
Keep it fun to go to and a unique feature. Some of these are holdovers from previous years. Fontainebleau, something.
Anything. Yes.
Binion's and Las Vegas Club. I'd like them both to get their shit together and renovate their hotels and reopen them. Although I don't see it happening. Actually, more specifically, I'd like to see Las Vegas Club sold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to remain a hotel and casino, not... I know they've floated the idea of having...
Of a CVS.
Well, that's possible, but also residential. I don't really give a shit about residential downtown, even though I know they need it. So I'd like to see that, something happen there. Again, don't think it's going to happen, but I'd like it to.
I think there are other places that residential would fit better.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that main stretch remain hotel casinos and have the residential be more on the outskirts.
Absolutely. And then finally, for the North Strip projects to proceed as announced, specifically Resorts World, the as yet officially unannounced Aeolian, Lucky Dragon?
Lucky Dragon, yeah.
Which is a block or two off the strip on Sahara. Rock and Rio's City of Rock. Actually, I was going to mention that since you brought it up earlier. I would love to see, and I'm really hopeful that beyond the actual Rock and Rio Festival, that they bring in some other cool events, because they're planning on using that for other events in between the every other year festival. I'd love for the festival itself to be a success, but I'd like them to be able to use that space and have it be successful throughout the year as well, and have it be a continual draw for the North Strip.
Yep.
So those are the things I would like to see as well. I like your wishes. Good list.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Okay, before we get to phone calls, we've got some people to thank. I forgot to cue up my thank you music. Well, we're not going to have music for the thank yous this week. Is that okay?
That's all right.
Kickstarter thank yous.
You're asking me? What about the people who are being thanked? They're the ones you should ask.
Well, they're going to get more focused because people aren't going to be humming along with Sly and the Family Stone. They're going to be paying attention to their every name. So as you mentioned, I have a book that I've been working on, and I've been mentioning it every week, and I'm sure everybody's sick of hearing about it and was like, get on with the goddamn book, fucking write the thing. It's coming. As part of that, many, many of you contributed to the Kickstarter campaign to make that book possible, and I've been thanking several of you who have contributed at certain levels, and I'm going to continue to do so probably for a couple more shows, including Carl Herbert from Wales, UK, David Fulton, Michael from Raleigh, Michael Hummer, Christopher Smith, Tim from Boston, H.Y. Choi, Grant Crawford, Chris Peacock, Jeff Short, I'm losing my voice, Lee Dioso, Thomas Nelson, Graham Overton, Scott Byron, Mark and Kirsten Garka. I don't think I butchered any names yet. This is a good run.
Oh, you just jinxed yourself.
Greg and Michelle from Buffalo, Michael Tissich, I think that's right, Reed Nolan, Jeffrey Harm, Olanzo, our official bathroom reporter, Olanzo, Jeff C., Randy and Melanie Chumchul, I probably screwed that one up, don't you think? Yeah. Chris Lynn, Julio DeSico, maybe? Oh, somebody just has money well spent. I wonder who that is. Dan Smith, Rick Manny Manifold, James Cummings, John Kay, John Carter, Chuck Bitcoin Ahearns, Roger LaFleur, Michael Howie, Gary from the Southwest Metro, J.K. Hawk, Karen and Chris.
Hoke. That's Hoke.
Sorry. And Jim from Liberty Skis. We have one more list for next time. We're almost through. I know. 300 and some people. Actually, I could. We'll hold these off for not next week, because next week's is recorded, but two weeks from now, we'll do the rest.
Okay.
And then coming soon, we will be doing some bonus shows for people who are deserving of those.
Yes. And recording with some people.
We're going to be recording with a few special guests in the early part of 2015. Mm-hmm. So much fun coming up. Yep. So for those of you who are awaiting your special prizes,
yes,
they're coming soon. I promise you that. I'm a man of my word. We have some great phone calls this week. I'm excited to get to them. Is that a snoring dog I hear?
Yes.
All right. You won't be snoring through these phone calls because they're very entertaining. Here you go.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Michelle. DJ from St. Paul. Here on a New Year's Eve trip with a very, very disturbing discovery.
Uh-oh.
The footlong hot dog at Casino Royale now is priced at $2.49. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the dream has died. It's over with. The $1.99 foot long no longer exists. Better belly up to the bar with your lord of the counter, I guess, with your $2.49. And I'm getting... getting a little emotional.
Choked up.
I gotta go.
The good news?
All right.
The indigestion is still free.
That's true. When was the last time we had
anything at Casino Royale? Well,
there's that, but I can't remember the last time I had a hot dog in Las Vegas. Maybe when Barbary Coast was selling the buck. Wasn't
buck it like 99 a, dog and a beer.
Yeah, that was a good deal. Decent dog. Mm-hmm. Nice cold beer. That was I like that.
Yeah.
So $2.50.
I remember having that as a midday snack. Yeah.
I don't necessarily go seeking out hot dogs in Vegas.
You don't go looking for wieners?
No, I'm not on the wiener hunt when I'm in Vegas. But $2.50 is still a pretty good deal for anything you can put in your mouth in Vegas. So even though the price went up, I'm sure DJ probably had several Casino Royale wieners in his mouth during the week. We'll hear more from DJ later on, sans wiener. Next up.
Hey, 500, it's Richard from Toronto. Last night in Vegas. Yesterday, I was lucky enough to go see Jerry Seinfeld at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. He does the shows every year during the holidays. So one reason why I came to Vegas is to see the concert. Really good. It's a sold out show. I love the Coliseum. I think it's the first time I've ever been in there. He had a great opening act, Mario Joyner, who's been in a couple episodes of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
He's been around forever.
The cool thing was they were advertising that The Who will be playing the Coliseum in September.
Which is true.
I'm a huge Who fan, and I know this year they're doing a 50th anniversary tour, so it'll be really cool to catch them in I believe there's about 3,000 seats at the Coliseum. So looking forward to doing that in September.
That is one cool thing about some of the major touring acts when they come through Vegas. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of them will play your Grand Gardens and your Mandalay Arena. But on occasion, you'll have somebody who's huge that plays either the Coliseum or the Joint, and you get to see them in a 3,000 or 4,000 seat venue. And that's kind of an awesome thing. I'm sure the ticket prices are ridiculous.
But oh, yeah.
If you've ever wanted to see an act that's huge and usually plays arena, mm-hmm. play a little bit smaller venue.
And they put on a good show.
Yeah, they're still killing it. We're going to see them here.
Yep.
All right, continuing on.
After Jerry Seinfeld concert, we went to Giada's at Cromwell. And first time there, first time seeing the Cromwell. And I was really, really impressed by... How beautiful the job it is. Really nice, very elegant. The restaurant itself was really good. I had just, you know, Caesar salad, pasta. The drink selection is really cool. But, you know, all the drinks are named after her grandfather movies. I believe we had a blue velvet cocktail. And apparently the Destroyer cocktail is their number one selling cocktail. You can go on their website, you'll find out which cocktail that is. And then afterwards, we just did lots of gambling. Holidays was really busy in Las Vegas, except for Downtown Grand and SLS. But everywhere else was really busy. The Strip was almost like a parking lot every day around 1:30. I mean, the traffic did not move on that strip, so they had to do something about the traffic situation here. That's it. My trip is over, and hopefully I'll speak to you next time I'm in Vegas. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Richard. We appreciate the reports the last few weeks. Hopefully we will see you again in 2015. I keep forgetting that we're actually in 2015 now. I still want to say next year.
Yeah.
It is here. The future is now. All right. I don't know that we've mentioned it, but Giada is actually slated to expand the restaurant space.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're going to be adding on to it. I believe they're going to have some outdoor seating.
Ooh, that would be cool.
I believe that's the plan. Maybe some sort of private dining areas. Mm-hmm. That has been a great success. Cromwell knows what they're doing. With that restaurant, at least. Okay. Next up.
Hi, Duane Michelle. This is Taylor from New Mexico. I just finished a 6-day trip, 2 nights with my parents, not by myself, and 3 nights with my girlfriend. And my girlfriend and I are driving back. We're in Phoenix. We should be home tomorrow. We saw the Dirk Arthur Tiger Base Magic, so I wanted to report on that. My parents and I, we drove to Vegas and they flew out. And before they did, so we watched the Jan Rubin illusion at Tropicana, which was actually pretty good. But I think it was probably 10 or 15 bucks overpriced, I would think. I would have been more comfortable. I think we got the tickets at like a little less than 50 at general admission. And I think I would have been comfortable at 35. It was okay. We were staying at MGM and we didn't want to, drive to Rio for Penn and Teller. So we just stayed close. We just walked to Tropicana. My parents liked it. But I've seen a lot of magic shows, Penn and Teller. And then I saw Penn and Teller like shows on TV. So, a lot of the tricks were, familiar. There wasn't anything that I like thought was really great, but still very good show, but a little overpriced. And then when my girlfriend flew in, we saw the Dirk Arthur show at Riviera. That one we paid a little over 50 at the Ticks for Tonight to get the VIP seating because we want to see the animals close up. That one I thought was worth it. The tricks were pretty bad, actually. Like, Dirk Arthur's such an awkward old man. Like, he's not a smooth magician kind of type. He's really awkward. Like, and he's getting old, so, like, you can see that, like, sadness between, you know, behind his eyes. And, like, he's probably depressed. But, you know, I guess don't care.
It's always interesting to see the performers in person after you've seen many pictures of them in ads and billboards and taxi cabs and bus ads and all that, because
where they've been airbrushed all to hell.
They have. They've always been so airbrushed, and you see them in person or like on TV. I remember we saw like Anthony Cools on some TV show.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy shit, dude's a lot older looking than his billboards because they get rid of all the wrinkles and stuff. And I don't think he doesn't look old, but just
no, he's not old. Super old, but he doesn't look 20.
Right, exactly. And I think like Dirk Arthur, I wouldn't expect him to look old at all, just based on what I've seen. And
yeah.
But we saw him like 15 years ago, and he was probably 40 then. I don't know. Maybe he's in his mid. I don't know how old he is, but the sadness in his eyes, that part made me laugh.
Yeah.
Sat on the third row, and we figured, and there were some old people sitting on the front row, so we thought if. The Tigers weren't Siegfried and Roy on the audience. They would probably size up the weak and the infants first. So, there was still that thrill that something could go wrong. The only thing that went wrong was one of the ducks pooped on the stage.
I didn't know they had ducks. That's a
so it was a real animal,
thing.
Not a robot. My girlfriend grew up on a farm, so she kept saying there was an actor with a chicken, and she kept saying Dirk Arthur was holding the chicken wrong. Chicken was probably in pain, so
aww.
I told her we'll call PETA afterward.
I think PETA's well aware of the show.
Overall, I thought it was the large cats were worth seeing. The illusions part, again, I think Penn and Teller is probably the best show so far of the three, and totally worth the money. But large cats were refreshingly good to see. So that's my report, and thank you for your podcast, and I will hear from you guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
All bye. Right. Thank you so much, thanks. Taylor. Always good to hear from you. We appreciate yes. the reports on the return of Tiger Base Magic, something I was very excited about, even though I know I'll never go to this show. So that's why we have listeners to do this for us. And there you go. Good reports from Taylor. Okay, moving on.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Tony from Vice Lounge Online.
Hey, Tony.
I wanted to give a trip report, but first let me congratulate you guys on 10 years. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
A lot of work and a lot of love and energy you put into the show, and we listeners certainly appreciate it. Listen, I did a trip to Vegas between Christmas and New Year's. I'd gotten an offer from the Boyd Group, specifically Main Street Station, inviting my wife and I to come in for something they called a pre-New Year's Eve bash. Apparently, I'm not quite good enough for New Year's Eve, but, you know, we'll let you be the redheaded stepchild in that dead week between Christmas and New Year's. So we took them up on that offer.
I like this concept.
Yeah.
Leave it to the Las Vegas casinos to come up with a pre-New Year's Eve trip for their secondary customers. I want to know, Tony, you have to let us know if you get a pre-big game trip offer for the first, like the week before the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing going on in town. You can come to our pre, you can watch like, do they have the Pro Bowl the week before the Super Bowl?
I think so.
If you get a Pro Bowl offer, that would be fantastic.
Oh my God.
Couple of highlights I wanted to point out. First of all, thank you to the listeners who have recommended using Presidential Limo. After flying in first class to Vegas, we decided to keep the first class experience going on by getting a limo. I'll tell you what, it doesn't take long to polish off that champagne, and that put us in a very, very good mood upon check-in. Thanks to one of your listeners, we also did the new player sign-up at the Downtown Grand, where over, you know, a certain number of points that you earn, you get, you know, different free play or free things. And ultimately, it culminated in two free nights if you earn 5,000 points. And I'll tell you, at video play level, the video poker play level, it averages about a point and a half for every dollar you run through. So if you play at the 50-cent or dollar level, you're going to hit it in no time. I broke even, and my wife won $200 doing it. So they actually are going to pay us to stay out there. That's pretty cool. One thing that we did notice, however, was that the homeless population was really, really out of control. Now, I get that it was in the lower 50s, upper 40s throughout our trip, and for them, that's very cold. For us in the Midwest, we call that a heat wave in December. But it was to the point where we were referring to Downtown Grand as the Downtown Grand Homeless Shelter because they were all over the place. It really seems like it's getting out of control and they've got to do something. We were even solicited inside the Four Queens for money from homeless people. You know, I get it when we're out on Fremont Street proper, but in the casinos, I think the casinos really need to up the game there. Anyway, that was just a couple of highlights. Overall, it was a very losing trip, but we had a great time and it was a lot of fun. And thanks for all the great work. We're looking for another 10 years.
Here. All right.
Wait,
no,
thanks.
No promises on a second 10 years, but we're going to be around for a while.
I'd like to wish Tony and the Vice Lounge podcast, Jason as well,
yes,
a very belated happy 200th episode.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
They hit that milestone very recently.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And if you haven't checked that out, they do a really nice show. So I know in the Friends of 500 section on our website, on the right-hand side, we have a link to their show. And
if you like cigars, if you like gambling, if you like booze.
There you go. Three good things,
yep.
Right? I'm not into smoking, but I get it. I get yes. that. It goes well with gambling and booze.
Yes.
So right on. Thanks again, Tony. We appreciate it. Always good to hear from you. Okay. Oh, so what was I going to say? I was going to say something about that, about Downtown Grand, the homelessness. Shit, what was it? Do you hate it when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
You have a perfect thought. It was going to be the greatest thought ever.
Oh, no.
No, it really wasn't that great, yeah. But Oh, maybe I'll think of it during
about the homeless soliciting people inside the casinos.
I've had that happened. That wasn't what the thought was.
Yeah.
Oh no, I know. So he mentioned learning about that that promo at Downtown Grand for some free play for new card signups from one of our listeners. That was on our Facebook group. What I was going to mention is a piece of advice for anybody who might have a trip coming up. Well, whenever you have your next trip coming up and you are wondering about upcoming deals, go fucking nuts on social media. And I don't mean like posting all the time.
Right.
But pay attention to our Facebook group and follow all the casinos you're planning on hanging out at on Facebook and on Twitter. And it's a good way to find out what's going on, what kind of specials they have, what kind of promos, what kind of happy hours. Mm-hmm. You don't have to necessarily do it all year, but for about a month before your trip.
Because that stuff changes so often.
It really does. And that's a good way to kind of keep up with some of those things right before you go.
Yep.
So I would recommend it. And like I said, our Facebook
group. Just don't try to ask them questions on Twitter or Facebook because they might not respond.
Yeah, right. Our Facebook group, you should follow all year round because it's a solid.
It's chock full of information.
Yes.
365 days a year.
Lots of great info.
Yep.
Okay. Final. I keep saying okay. What's with me? I need a week off. I'm glad we recorded next week's show already. All right. Final call of the week.
Here, Tim and Michelle, DJ from St. Paul, calling live from the Fremont Street Experience. That was amazing. They had the fireworks right under the canopy. We're here with Scotty. We're here with Candace. We're having an amazing time. Happy New Year. Oh, my God. This whole thing was just awesome. They even had Sunday and Angel by the storms is part of the countdown that they do. The mayor was on the screen with the former mayor Oscar, and this is just bitching. Guys, love you guys for all the way you imparted the passion in this town that I have and that I'm able to share with my friends that are here with me. And it's just awesome here to 2015. Cheers.
All right.
Cheers to you.
DJ Shithammer.
Yes.
Thanks for the calls. We appreciate it. Good to hear from you on New Year's Eve.
I hope you continued having a happy new year.
Yes, indeed.
I hope the next morning wasn't super harsh.
Yep. All right. Before we go, a few final notes. Our Amazon.com listener purchase of the week this week. I went with the pajama jeans for men.
Nice.
$40. I didn't even know that the male version of pajama is a pajama or pajama.
Either way.
Pajama mama. I didn't know the pajama jeans for men existed until somebody purchased them through our Amazon link.
And now you know.
Now I know. I've learned something new this week. Thanks
to our
listeners.
Will you be procuring a pair?
No. Although, you know, if you're going to wear pants, they may as well be super comfortable pajama pants.
Yep.
Which may or may not look like jeans. No, I don't think so. I'll stick with my pantsless lifestyle that I've adopted as much as possible. As always, thank you to everyone who's been clicking through our Amazon link before buying stuff. We do appreciate it. All of your holiday purchases and your ongoing purchases throughout the year. If you're going to use Amazon, click through our link. We get a small kickback. You don't have to pay anything additional, and it's a great way to support the podcast. Also, we have a few people to thank for Karma donations through our PayPal link this week as well. Justin from DC, he's got an upcoming trip. Shot us a Karma donation. We wish you the best of luck.
Yes,
hope you have a great time. Wally with a Karma donation for a trip that I think has been happening in the last couple days.
Well, thank you. Hope you're having a great time.
Much appreciated. And Richard in Indianapolis with a Karma donation for a locals casino trip he has coming up. I'm not sure which casino in his area he's going to, but we wish you the best of
luck.
Kick some butt, win some money, right?
Yes.
All right. As always, you can find our show notes and other information on 500bymidnight.com. You can email Dear Tim and Michelle questions to 500@gmail.com. We are both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. And of course, our voicemail line available to you 24 hours a day, 702-866-9494. Please program that into your phone. Give us a call when you're in Las Vegas. If you have thoughts on things going on in Las Vegas, we would love to hear from you. There you go. First show of 2015 out of the way. Next week, 10th anniversary spectacular. Strap in, strap on.
Buckle up.
That's right. I'm excited. I've never been so excited for people to hear a show, I think, than this one. I'm just really, really happy with it. And it was worth all of the ridiculous number of hours to pull all those clips and to listen back to stuff. But I think it was a lot of fun. So I hope you guys like it. Yes. And we'll be back with another regular show in a couple weeks. So there you have it. Thank you, as always, for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.